if you think about a financial institution and what they do in the community, it's a business that's built on relationships, and relationships are built on trust. And the number one thing that can degrade that trust in a financial institution is a fraud event. New and emerging threats from AI-enabled fraud attacks like account takeover, business email compromise, just the speed with which a fraudster can now execute fraud pathways using these more sophisticated tools and just gathering intelligence and using AI to make very targeted attacks has got many of our bank customers and credit union customers feeling like they're reactive. They feel like they're on their heels. They feel like they don't know where it's coming from when the attack happens, and all of a sudden they've got multiple account takeovers happening at the same time. They've got their customers calling in a frenzy. It feels a lot like there's like a day where whoever the organized fraud ring is that's attacking this customer unleashes. And so it just feels like a big event. Whereas in the past, it would be these sort of one-offs, or it would be check fraud where we had time and batch processes that we could review to say, like, are all these transactions good? With Zelle /P2P and coming soon commercial real-time payments, you don't have that time. You've got 30 seconds by the time somebody can get into an account and actually take money, and there's no batch transaction to be reviewed. And so that's the threat to the financial institutions, where this is new, like in the last 18 months, whereas the last decade, we all sort of enjoyed more protection and sort of the fraud tools that we had built over the last 20 years in financial services with check and ACH positive pay or anomaly transaction monitoring. And because wires and ACHs and checks all had US-based processing times and batch queues, we could have bank employees go review those and look for weird stuff. And like, now it has to literally happen within 30 seconds using automation, so that we can real time stop bad things from happening or from money leaving the institution. We're sort of at an inflection point right now where I think it's, like I said, you're still dealing with legacy fraud, and everything is new and emerging right now. And I, like all great things in software and technology, my hope would be in 18 months, we're like, okay, we've kind of found a plateau, or we're fighting fire with fire now instead of, sort of on our back foot.